at one end, the dying Gaul. A figure who is said to embody the ancient virtue of nobility in defeat. But in this room, he's forever overshadowed by what stands opposite. By far the most important sculpture in the entire house is this one. It's a replica of a classical work originally made perhaps around 300 BC. In the 18th century, it would achieve unparalleled fame as the greatest sculpture ever made. He's known as the Apollo Belvedere.
The Apollo takes his name from the Belvedere Sculpture Court in the Vatican, where, since the early 16th century, he stood on display. And lovely as he is, that's probably where he would have stayed, one sculpture among many, had it not been for the international fame given to him by one man, Johann Joachim Winckelmann. This was, quite simply, he wrote, the most sublime statue of antiquity to have escaped destruction. An eternal springtime, he went on, clothes the alluring virility of his mature years with a pleasing youth and plays with soft tenderness upon the lofty structure of his limbs. How is it possible, he asked, to describe it? Winckelmann had worked his way up as librarian and right-hand man to some of the biggest art collectors of the day. And finally, he'd become director of antiquities at the Vatican itself and the author of some of the most important books on art history ever.